Brooks Hardware and Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint, Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Network Physical Therapy. Let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
And good evening and welcome, everyone, to another edition of
the Big Finish Sales Event is underway at Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Turn
all
us off
new
there.
2021 Ram trucks are priced to move with 0% financing and the best rebates of the year. Don't put off that new vehicle purchase. Check with the good guys at Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Stanton before you buy anything. Call them 606-663-2856. Always a better deal. Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, exit 22 off the Mountain Parkway in Stanton.
Tanner Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, and they know that you're unique in the way you want to do banking. That's why they offer great services like PhoneSmart, where you can call and find out about your account. Or how about text banking, where you can text and find out exactly what you want to know about your account. And you can set up really cool text alerts and find out when maybe you drop below a certain balance, reminding you to balance your checkbook. They have online banking and convenient apps for Android and Apple. Those apps give you the ability to make mobile deposits. Just snap a picture of your check and deposit it. Whitaker Bank also allows you to apply for a loan online at their website at WhitakerBank.com. And don't forget, you have access to your money 24/7 with Whitaker Bank's ATMs, where you can make a cash withdrawal day or night. For more information about these great services, call the main branch at 606-663-2283. That's Whitaker Bank, Stanton, Clay City, and Campton. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The team at Appalachian Wireless wants to say thank you as they kick off the holidays with a special event, the Appalachian Wireless 30th Anniversary Holiday Sale. Appalachian Wireless is celebrating 30 years, and we want to say thank you with a holiday sale that will make everyone's holiday merry and bright. From now till the end of the year, visit us in-store or reserve online for an unbelievable sale and giveaway. We know what you want for the holidays because we are you. We are Appalachian Wireless.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvin.
Now, good evening. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of PCSN Live. And again, it's very difficult to follow Santa.
Very difficult. Just so you know, I saw him, and I know Santa.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Don't we all?
Yeah, we do. I even saw him earlier today.
We saw him twice today.
I have seen him twice today.
You're a very lucky person.
I feel very lucky. I haven't had a chance to tell him what I want for Christmas yet, but I feel very lucky.
Well, I think, has he left the studio?
I don't think he has.
Well, then we'll be able to get to him during our breaks. Again, thank you, Santa, for the, again, great job you all do, and your elf, fantastic job. And you're also the supporting cast to help you run the radio station as well. Kaylin in here. She's a quiet elf.
It's tough to follow Santa, though.
Very tough, very tough. Again, thank you guys for listening to Santa. And also, thank you for tuning in and staying tuned in to PCSN Live. Again, we are on now about an hour late, but that's okay. We'll always be thrilled about Santa. That's just fine with us. Quickly, before we get to our COVID updates, we do want to send our thoughts and prayers out to folks down in Western Kentucky. And we won't just say one place because I guess they just came out with was something that said the tornado was on the ground for over 120 miles at least. We know that it went through Bowling Green, Mayfield, Dawson Springs, several other places down in the southwestern part of the state of Kentucky. So thoughts and prayers out for all those others affected in, I guess, six states Friday night's tornado outbreak. And then the sad news is tonight there's another tornado outbreak going on in the northern Midwest. So, be careful up there.
Yeah, 190 mile per hour winds.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they kind of have tracked it all the way through Beaver Dam.
Yeah.
That's kind of like a stopping, not that it didn't continue on, but at least at that point, those sustained winds at that point had kind of subsided. I'm going to throw in a little history. Stanton actually used to be called Beaver Pond.
Beaver Pond.
Which is kind of hard to believe in a sense. When you said, you know, Beaver Dam, at that point I was like, oh, I kind of remember that Stanton used to be called Beaver Pond.
Yeah.
Years and years ago.
And it's not, sometimes in, we live in Roslyn, or at least I do, you don't, but where we live there, it sometimes will come up on our phones as a different location, original name of Roslyn, which I can't remember what that is right now, but it hasn't always been called Roslyn, and now for my lifetime, it has, that's what I know it has, so it is what it is, but again, you're right, Stanton, I think even Clay City was a different name at some point, so. Again, things change. Again, hopefully the folks down in Mayfield and Dawson Springs and all those folks that were really just heavily hit here in Kentucky, just prayers with you. Again, on the rebuild, I know President Biden was down that area today, and I guess the government has, this has really been a very quick response by the federal government. So, again, thanks to the government. I know all the, and this is always nice to see when, again, it's a Democratic president and governor, and then all the representatives in Kentucky are Republican, and all have shouted praises to have the quick response for the federal government. So again, kudos out to all folks, and not Democrat, Republican, all parties getting together to help out down in Western Kentucky and in a time of need, which we need to do.
Yeah, still, you know, the numbers around 75 that have passed, still over 100 missing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so unfortunate. When you continue, the more pictures that continue to come out, we can never truly have an understanding unless you drive through it. I remember several years back, had drove through West Liberty, around Salyersville, etc. And, you know, when you see things on TV, you have a perspective, but until you actually drive through it and you see it firsthand, you can't truly fathom the true devastation.
Well, you know, it brings back those memories up in that area, Sayersville, West Liberty. And here's the thing that maybe those folks can send down toward Mayfield. There have been improvements made to that area. They did build it back better. And obviously, folks aren't worried about maybe building it back. But in time, I'm sure it will pass. But the loss of lives has just been devastating to folks. But And it's actually been less than what was expected. So you still hate to say less than been expected. It's still 75 fatalities and a lot of children in that mix as well. And it's tragic. So I know I was listening to WKYT News tonight, and folks were thanking Chris Bailey, I guess, for being very active. And he stayed with it all night long because he was still up at 5:30 in the morning. And when we got our tornado alerts, he's still working. So, you know, those weather folks, kudos out for all those guys that help you bring you the information. And people were saying, sending texts because they heard Chris Bailey, get it, take cover. And that's always good to hear.
Yeah, anytime, you know, our dispatch people, including our weather people, to be available in a sense to send out those alerts.
Yeah.
You know, they're working 24 hours a day to try and keep everybody safe. And even in this situation, as wide and strong as this was, even with the alerts, if you were in that path, there's, you know, not a lot that you can do other than to hunker down in a sense and try to protect yourself as much as possible and get to those low-lying areas.
If you didn't have a basement, it was going to be rough regardless.
Yeah.
And I am glad folks found a place. And it's like the Candle Factory. A lot of folks, I guess, didn't know this. They did have a tornado shelter, a tornado safe area. There was a basement, I think, there, and that was a lot of the confusion was a lot of those folks got out almost immediately and went home, and there was just no way to contact them, so they feared they were still under the rubble, and they had actually just gone out and went home and check on their places of, you know, their residences and to see what was there, but there was no communication, so they just couldn't get in touch with those folks, so that was part of the confusion early on in the Mayfield on the Candle Factory part of it, and still eight lives lost there at the Candle Factory, but not nearly as bad as what we once feared.
Well, and we've said this even before, we had the accidents a week or so ago. Life is so fragile. Yes. Literally in a split second, everything can completely change. You can't take life for granted. Every single breath for granted. You can't take that because literally in a single breath, life can completely change in so many different ways. As you mentioned, our thoughts and prayers definitely go out to the people in Western Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. We just, again, that's going to have to continue for weeks, months, and years on down. Just stay the course, stay the path, and keep the faith. There'll be some more down times when there's up. The rain coming in this week is not going to help matters down there at all. So, stay safe and protect yourselves as much as you can. But I think it seemed like with the money coming in, a lot of those folks are taken care of, at least for the first 30 days is what I'm understanding. And maybe they can find housing somewhere so they can stay warm and maybe have as much of a joyous holidays as possible.
And there's a lot of different information out there as far as items that are needed. If you're interested in donating, contact your school's Family Resource Youth Service Center directors. Contact them. They're a kind of a collection station, if you will. But they don't necessarily need things that are not on the list. They have provided a list. You can find those things online, etc. So make sure that if you're interested in donating outside of financial contributions, make sure it's something off of the list, because a lot of these people don't have homes, don't have a place to store a lot of clothes or toys or whatever the circumstance might be. I realize it's a giving time, but again, they only need certain items, if you will, in order to not necessarily overburden them with items that they can't necessarily use today.
And store somewhere.
Right, and that's not to say that, in time that those things might not be needed, but currently, again, they're kind of limited as far as what they're actually seeking as far as contributions.
And there's all kinds of different websites you can go to. Yeah. But make sure they are a legitimate source of information.
Organization, so, absolutely.
Make sure those are out there. So real quick, we'll switch gears a little bit and get the COVID updates that we normally give you the first, but thought we'd go with the devastation in Western Kentucky and other areas in the Midwest.
Yeah, so let's go back a week ago. There were 108 cases in Powell County. So when we go back from that, then on Thursday a week ago, 109 cases. We go to Friday, 105 cases. Now we go to Monday, 75 cases. So 40 cases were removed from isolation, a huge number. There were 11 new cases, so that put the number at 75. So, you have roughly 30 cases, in a sense, that have come off collectively going back to Monday. As of yesterday, Tuesday, 63 active cases, 21 more cases removed from isolation. There were 9 new cases, and then today, 10 new cases. 10 cases removed from isolation, so that number remains at 63 cases. There's been a total case count of 3,029. 2,938 have been released from isolation, and again, 28 unfortunate deaths that have occurred from this.
So maybe I think we're toward the end of now the Thanksgiving holiday phase, but 63 is still too high, but it's also the lowest we've seen in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and obviously, even though the Omicron variant is not in Kentucky, at least that we're aware of, right, as of yet, I think there's like 39 states where there's at least an active case. Even though it's not necessarily here, we're still dealing with the Delta variant or the original COVID, if you will. The fact that there are other places with high numbers, I saw a report earlier, Cornell University, over 900 students affected at that university. So again, they were even talking as these college students return home collectively across the United States, as they come back home or whatever else, how will that potentially impact things? Again, families getting back together again, people coming from different areas, different places in order to visit, to celebrate the holidays. How will that come about? And they've already said even potentially coming January, things are more than likely liable to get worse in general anyway. Of course, we already know that just based on flu numbers, if you will, from the past. There, during those winter months, things always seem to get worse. So even though our numbers are going down, we still have to be cognizant that we don't necessarily become lax, if you will, and not taking this serious, especially with the holidays coming up.
Yeah, and with Omicron out there, again, the Cornell outbreak, again, we're talking about a college in the eastern part of the United States, but still, these kids go home. And Cornell's not a large institution.
Right.
And to have that many cases quickly, and they've talked about that in Europe and all the other places where Omicron has been, it's just the doubling and doubling and doubling of how fast Omicron takes over. And they are still saying Omicron will take over from Delta eventually because it's so fast spreading. Again, they're now just pleading with folks to get vaccinated and boosted. If you've already been vaccinated, get the booster. Omicron is for those who have been vaccinated, has not been very severe. But it continues for those who have not been vaccinated to be very severe, and we still have nationally over 1,000 lives lost daily. And on, I guess on one good note, on the bright side, again, Dr. Fauci came out yesterday. I think it was Pfizer has come out with a pill that he says is going to be a game changer. If this gets released within the next couple of weeks. That it will, if you take it within the first 48 hours of contracting COVID, then it really kind of just stops how fast, I guess, the viral load builds in your body. So now there's going to be a medicine that's probably similar to the HIV retroviral drug, I'm sure, somewhere in that neighborhood. So you be safe, but again, it's another week or so before they get a fast approval. And again, it's another fast approval, folks. So, I mean, you know, we question whether or not it's safe or not. I would think if it gets approved, it's probably safe. But again, that's up to the folks administering or taking it or whatever. But again, it has to be quick. So if you do get symptoms, you may have already had it long enough to where it may not take a lot of of course, there, but again, be safe. Again, follow the protocols. If you're in large groups inside, stay masked. If you're around your little pod and you're in an inside area, for others, probably stay masked, but at least you're in your pod. That's something we've kind of changed to, I guess, now, are the pods and all this kind of things. And we do that even in athletics. We try to keep the kids in pods. So if one pod maybe becomes infected, the other pods are staying safe. Something we learned in school to do that in the last year or so. So, again, there's a lot of new things going on out there that are probably good for any health emergency. So, we're learning, and we take the good from the bad and go from there.
Yeah, and with the booster shots, the Pfizer and Moderna, obviously recommended for those who are 6 months removed from their second vaccine shot, for 16 years and older, yeah, for that group. And obviously, as you mentioned, Dr. Fauci has stated that they are effective as far as the Omicron variant as well. Yep. So if you're in that window, I know that within the school system,
Friday
they're offering booster shots within that. So again, I'm sure that there will be a lot of people that will be lined up in a sense and be ready to receive that booster shot.
I plan on trying to get down there and get my booster on Friday at whatever time they're giving them. And again, I've been eligible for a couple of weeks and just haven't done it, and are waiting, I guess, till the end of school. Maybe if you do get sick, at least it'll be on our own time, I guess, if the way to look at it. But, you know, I have heard a lot of folks that have got the booster and got sick. So, again, that happened with the second dose for me. I understand that, but I do still think it is probably worth it for a short-time illness to not have to worry about the long-term effects of a serious COVID infection. So at least that's my take, and hopefully more will follow that same course. Over 60%, I think, of Americans now have chosen the vaccination route. So hopefully get everybody on board. But we'll step away for a break. Come back with Sports Talk here in a moment here on PCSN Live.
Hello, this is Daryl Billings for Tanner Chrysler Products here in Stanton. As a native of Powell County, and I was taught a long time ago that nothing was better anywhere than it was right here in our hometown. That still holds true today when you're in the market for a newer used vehicle. Buying local not only stimulates our own economy, but enhances the very foundation of our community. I invite you to shop Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram before you leave to purchase a vehicle. I can assure you that you will be treated fairly and squarely right here at home.
Tanner Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Protect Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Powell County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
With Whitaker Bank's new home equity line of credit, qualified applicants can borrow up to 90% of their home's value with no closing costs. With Whitaker Bank's home equity line of credit, you only pay back 1% of your balance monthly, and you process your withdrawals with Whitaker Electronic Banking. Stop by Whitaker Bank and see how our new home equity line of credit can help you. Whitaker Bank proudly supports your Powell County Pirates. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hurt your ankle at practice? Or maybe you caught that stomach bug from your friend at school? Come to Clark Regional for the fastest and most effective care you can get from only the best of doctors. So, don't worry when you sprain your ankle making that crowd-pleasing flip. You'll be back on the field in no time.
Advancing quality care in our community. Text CHEER to 606-663-2811 to find out how you can support your Powell County cheerleaders.
Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in asphalt paving for commercial and large private applications, parking lots, roads, entryways, and more. And they can do complete site preparation and provide expert asphalt paving. Call their local office at 606-663-2437 or find more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
When you need insurance for your home, auto, life, or business, contact agent Lisa Mays and Shauna Mays at Whitaker Bank Insurance Group. Stop by their Stanton office, located inside Whitaker Bank on Main Street, or give them a call and get a quote at 606-663-3625. Always striving to meet the needs of their customers, Whitaker Insurance Group, 606-663-3625.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. This is Dave Fowler along with Ken Simon. And now going back a week, we're going to take you back to last Thursday night with Powell County girls action. And we'll start with Lincoln County.
Yeah, actually, the girls had traveled to Lincoln County on the road. Ended up losing that game 44-39. Didn't shoot a high percentage of free throws. They were 13 out of 30 at the free throw line. Of course, you make, you know, those free throws and, you know, not necessarily a win, but, you know, potentially, right?
You make what you're supposed to make, you're at least in the ballgame.
Yeah, when obviously you'd love to have a team number around that 70% mark and say the Pirates are less than 50.
Yeah,
so again, that number
70 is kind of a minimum is where you want to be.
Yeah, so at that point, the Lady Pirates ended up dropping that game by 5 points. They played Clay County last Saturday. We had that game for you. The Lady Pirates ended up losing 39-35. Very close match, in a sense. Could have gone either way. The Lady Pirates, again, had some issues at the free throw line. Didn't quite close things out like you would have hoped as they ended up dropping that one. And then they followed up this Monday, ended up playing against Bluegrass United, a Kentucky homeschool situation where they've brought different homeschool players in to compete as a team. The Lady Pirates ended up winning 57-36 in that game. At times looked really good. Bluegrass United has some really good players, but the Lady Pirates proved, in a sense, that they were a little bit more relaxed, in a sense, it seemed anyway. And maybe under those circumstances, you know, you have two close games, you lose both of them at this point, let's come out a little bit more relaxed or whatever else, but they seemed to be a little bit more focused that particular night as they ended up winning, again, 57-36.
Yeah, I like the effort they gave, especially in the Bluegrass United game. Again, it's talent level is probably not up to par with what we've seen earlier on. Again, the Clay County game, to me, we had a few issues in the Clay County, just not enough scoring, really, it was the main thing. We got more scoring. I thought we had more people taking baskets to the basket. I like that much better, driving it in, drawing some fouls, going to the free throw line. Obviously, if you're getting that work done to drive the basketball, to go to the line, and you're not converting, you've got to work hard on your free throws. That's an easy thing for us to say as broadcasters. I know they're working on it. I know last year or a couple years ago when I was with Ken, our free throw numbers were not where they should have been, and we worked on it daily. And it's something I'm sure people said, well, they must not be working on free throws. No, we worked on it daily. Maybe not enough, but it was worked on. It was something that we put in you know, every day was a portion of practice set aside for free throw shooting. And you know, sometimes I think maybe the kids get a little lax, maybe a kind of a break time, and it's really not. This is time to focus on what you're trying to do. Work on your routines on the free throw line, and just get some form of a routine when you go the line. Therefore, when you go in a game, when it's crunch time, it's not that much pressure because it's the same routine.
On one hand, I completely agree. With that being said, maybe, potentially, it's a lot easier to shoot at practice your free throws than in a game situation when now there's more pressure. There's no pressure in practice. You're just shooting free throws. And sometimes maybe you're just getting up there and literally you're just shooting free throws. You're not concentrating. You're not doing the same routine. You know, obviously, you know, Kyle Macy, one of those people, everybody knew his routine.
Touchy socks.
Yeah, that's exact. And then he kind of came up, dribbled it a couple of times, but it was that his routine was the same every time.
Yeah.
Now, if you're not doing the same routine every time, maybe you need to be finding a routine to exactly in order to do that, whether it's dribbling it three times, two times, one time, spin the ball, eight, who cares what your routine is. But maybe they are a little bit more relaxed in practice, and therefore, yeah, I'm shooting more free throws, but am I really concentrating and shooting free throws? It's no different than warm-ups. To me, during warm-ups, I'm always shooting a shot that I'm going to shoot in the game. I'm not trying to be lax. I'm trying to be in mentally game mode in order to take those shots. It's one thing just get up there. Let's say we're just in a shoot-around, and we're just out on the ball court, and we're just playing or whatever else. Who cares? We're not in game mode. But if you're practicing and or warm-ups and you're getting ready to have a game, you should have a different mindset and mentality and focused on that shot, that release, as opposed to acting like you're out on a playground court and just shooting around just to be, you know, I don't know, acting like you're Michael Jordan or something.
Well, we've got kids. I've coached kids. I've worked with kids. I've seen kids in PE classes that when you come in, they can shoot lights out. There's no pressure because nobody's in your face. There's no... You're not moving, you're setting, and you're shooting. Okay, that is not typical of what happens in a basketball game. Find yourself a game routine that is. Free throws are different level. There's really nothing else going on except you shooting a free throw. I remember I used to sit there and shoot free throws every day and when we was playing basketball units. And I got pretty good at shooting free throws because I shot enough of them. And I got to where if I closed my eyes and followed the same routine physically, and to take the shot, it doesn't matter if my eyes are closed or not. The same routine, muscle memory is going to do the rest. But that's where you have to get to. It's a point to where the muscle memory takes over. And in a stressful situation, it doesn't matter what the stress level is because it's the same routine. All your focus now is on the routine, and it just kind of brings you back to where you are. You know, as a golfer, I kind of look at it this way. Take a deep breath. Let the oxygen out. Get a little more feeling and blood flow back to your hands and your where the fine motor skills are. Use that. Definitely take a deep breath before you close it. Maybe you close your eyes for a second and visualize the shot going in. Do some visualization techniques. Do some small things, breathing, visualization, and then shoot the basketball. And hopefully you'll find something that works for you. And again, that just comes with practice and repetition. And it's not like you can just practice today and get better for the next 2 weeks. This has to be a daily thing on your own to be able to shoot better free throws.
Yeah, and you have to learn to block out the distractions, mm-hmm. the players in the lane, the crowd, the whatever else. Again, if you're focused on that rim and you're taking that shot and you're being consistent with your routine and you're taking it serious, those numbers should improve in time.
It's the only shot in basketball that is a given. It's 15 feet from the basket.
Yeah.
You know exactly how far it is. It's the same shot. You get squared up. Nobody's guarding you. Should be the easiest shot in basketball.
Whether you're taking it in the first quarter or to win the game at the very end, it should be irrelevant because, again, you should be in that routine that it's just the same shot.
Yeah, granted, by the fourth quarter, your legs may be a little winded, sure. But you don't shoot free throws a lot of times until the end of practice. When you're tired, therefore you can be able to convert those free throws at the end of the game, just like you shot them in the first part of the game when you're fresh. So there is a little bit of making sure your legs are okay, because I think your legs are just as important as your hands, because it's all going through you in the same motion. But I'm getting too technical here.
And obviously the reason we're even bringing this up in a sense is because if the Lady Pirates were hitting their free throws at a higher clip,
they're not 2-5.
That's exactly right. They are not 2-5. They have a winning record.
Probably 5-2.
Exactly. I would agree with that. So, therefore, again, not being critical or anything as much as it is pointing out some issues within that structure that's not happening for this team. And in order to be a title contender, you have to be able to all facets of the game, but yet that has to be one of those where you're taking advantage of the clock stop, whether you're in the lead or behind, and making those points to your advantage and coming away with a victory, at least as, you know, doing what you can in that circumstance.
Yeah, because you're playing the game the right way. You're driving to the basket trying to draw a foul. When you draw the foul, make it pay.
That's exactly right.
Other than that, I remember the days when Shaquille O'Neal was playing. He was about a 40% free throw shooter, so what did everybody do? They fouled Shaquille.
Yeah, name something after him. Hack-a-Shaq.
Yes.
You know, I mean, his own terminology.
We'd rather foul him than him be able to shoot a two-point field goal, which he's going to make it, or dunk it. Foul the guy. He can't make any points that way.
Here's what I never understood with him since you brought up his name. I get that he has large hands. I get that he is a large man. But at the same time, he should have been able to shoot one-handed free throws. If you're right-handed, your left hand basically is balanced.
Doesn't do anything.
Is there for balance. That's exactly right. He should have gotten to the point where he was one-hand free throw shooting to get that motion down, and instead he could not for the life of him. And I'm not sure how much time he truly put into it and or the coaching staff to correct some issues. But
I think he put a lot of time in it. It's kind of like Charles Barkley playing golf.
Well, there you go. Sure.
I mean, these guys take lessons. And then when the game starts, it's like you can't swing. You know, it's just weird anomalies when the lights are on. Maybe you just can't do what you need to do. So a lot of it's mental. Some of it's physical. I think it's just as much mental as it is physical making free throws. If you're negative, and I used to hear Ken Jones say this all the time, if we talk too much about it, they'll really struggle. So, you know, there's a little bit of truth to that too. So, again, we're talking about it because that's kind of our jobs, but to point it out. But it's the same thing for the boys as well. The boys aren't shooting good enough from the free throw line. Had they shot better, I'm not saying last night, but, and we'll talk about the boys in a minute, but if they shot a better mark, which they're not at the 65% mark either, maybe they pick up a couple wins. I mean, we're talking about X's and O's here. If you're going to win a district championship, if you're going to win a regional championship, if you don't make free throws, bad teams can beat you.
You're exact, especially if they're hitting their free throws.
Yes, exactly right.
The Lady Pirates will be on the road tomorrow night at Lee County, a key district matchup
Huge.
For the Lady Pirates at Lee County. We will have that game for you. It will be on WSKV 104.9 as well as the NFHS app. Lee County is an NFHS school, so it will be on their page, if you will, the live video stream for that. So I will actually be flying solo for that one. Dave will be on the air broadcasting the boys' game, which will be NFHS only as they face off against Morgan County. But
pay attention, listeners.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, pay attention in a sense. So, again, the girls on the road at Lee County, they'll follow that up on Friday. They will travel to Perry County Central for a key regional matchup against the Lady Commodores. And then they will be in a tournament starting Monday the 20th over in Bath County the 20th. They will face off against Boone County the 21st. They will face off against Paris the 22nd. They will play Campbellsville. So three games slated for the Lady Pirates in the Bath County tournament coming up on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week.
Yeah, let's get it done. Let's go out and support the Lady Pirates tomorrow night at Lee County. Again, if you're following the boys' action, it will be on NFHS only. But again, it's a big district matchup for the girls. Now, just talk about the district action real quick here. Owsley County has pretty much got off to a really good start district-wide. They beat Lee pretty soundly. I think, if I'm not mistaken, do they play Estill? They've already played Estill?
They play Estill Friday.
Okay. Back-to-back nights then for – well, no, not back-to-back. It's Owsley. Estill, it's a different game.
Well, still back-to-back district games. Yeah, back-to-back district games as Owsley County defeated Lee County 59-26.
Yes.
And then Owsley County will host Estill County coming up on Friday.
And that should give you a lot of information. By the Powell game tomorrow, playing Lee and Owsley playing Estill at home, you kind of figure out where people are, I think, by the first matchup. And that'll take you to the second matchups or the first matchup with different teams. So, again, it's also important to check out the other teams. I'm sure that broadcast will be on the radio on WSKV and the NFHS app on the Estill. Well, excuse me, that's a road game, but they will be bringing you that game on WSKV, I'm sure, from Owsley County, because I know the guys at Estill told me they were doing all district games. So it will be broadcast on WSKV on Friday night.
Now for Estill County, the Lady Engineers, they ended up defeating Lee County 66-48 at Lee County.
That was
earlier in the month. Now Estill County, coached by Ruth Hughes, coming in at 1-5 on the season. Lee County at 1-5 on the season. Their lone district matchup again was against Estill County. And then you look at Owsley County, they're coming in at 2-4. As they ended up defeating Lee County again last night with that big matchup coming up against Estill County, and then the Powell County Lady Pirates coming in at 2-5. So all four of the 56 district girls teams struggling early on. That's not to say they've not played tough competition, but still struggling early on. Need to get things kind of righted in a sense within the district, but I'm sure that will come with time.
It's important to know who the best of the worst four starting teams in the 56 are. I'm not saying they're bad teams. I'm just saying all four teams are off to a rough start.
Yes.
And yeah. It would be nice to see the team that takes the early reign and say, I'm going to be the leader of this group. Right now, it seems like it's Owsley County with two big wins so far in their district play. But again, they won't play Powell for till January, I believe.
Let's take a look real quick. Owsley, January 14th.
Yeah. So we got a couple games even in January prior to the Owsley game. So it's going to be a while before Powell County plays Owsley. So we got some time to turn some things around. Owsley County's got time to get better as well, and so does Lee and Estill. So we'll all see where the chips fall soon, and we'll have most of it here on WSKV. So
yeah, and even with the girls' team, you know, both of us like the makeup of this team. You know, the last couple of games, we've seen them really go at it hard in a sense as far as their effort and what they're doing. Coach Rob Marion, you know, trading in and out some players. I think he kind of has his core group, if you will, as far as that 7 to 8 players, as far as a rotation. But when they're coming in, they're doing a nice job. It's just a matter of, at times, not turning the ball over, not trying to force the ball inside, especially when, you know, one of the Neils that would play in the post, being double teamed, someone on the backside, someone on the front side, in a sense, trying to lob that pass in. I get sometimes that might be the play call coming from the bench, but at the same time, you have to know as a player, even though that's the call, if someone is double teamed, you can't force things. You might come back out and reset the offense and try and work it again from the other side.
Or kick it opposite. Maybe you'll find a wide open three look.
Exactly. And again, I get you don't necessarily want to go against what the coach is saying to get it inside, but sometimes when it's not there, you have to recognize that fact and come back and reset and try again. And maybe he sees something during that particular play call that, oh, wait a minute. Okay, that's not necessarily working here. Let's swing it around and go another option as far as out on the court. But sometimes I think they try and force it in just a little bit too much. But collectively, again, I recognize that, you know, that might be the play call. But, again, you have to be a little bit more aware. And then sometimes these players will have open shots, kind of pass on that shot. Whereas, I get they have the green light. But sometimes when you're not scoring, now you have an open shot. Oh, I don't want to take a chance. And you kind of kick it out and give somebody else that opportunity.
There are open shots and there are good shots. There is a difference between an open shot and a good shot. Sometimes open shots aren't the best shots to take. Sometimes they're just there because somebody wants you to take it. We got to shoot better as a team overall from the field. 3 points, 2 points, doesn't matter, free throws. We got to shoot better, and I'm talking about both programs now, not just the girls. But we'll talk more about the boys in a moment. We'll take a break here on PCSN Live. Back in a moment, talk about Powell County boys basketball.
Community. What does the word mean to you? Here at Citizens Guaranty Bank, community means everything. It's why we do what we do. As our community grows, we are here to be your helping hand, putting your dreams to work. Our community has very exciting opportunities and challenges. Let us help you build your future and meet the future needs of our community. My name is James Clark, the Powell County Market President here at Citizens Guaranty Bank. At Citizens, we are your hometown bank, and we are here for you because we are you.
Stop by any of our convenient locations in Stanton, Irvin, Berea, Richmond, and London. My money, my bank, my CGB.
Citizens Guaranteed Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Qualifications and rules may apply. See institution for details. There's nothing like outdoor grilling. Let your Stanton Ace Hardware help you get into grilling, upgrade your grilling experience, or find that epic grilling gift for the grill master in your life. They carry the best. Traeger, Weber, and the Big Green Egg. All available now at your grilling headquarters, Stanton Ace Hardware. 321 East College Avenue in Stanton. Ace, the helpful place.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
The team at Appalachian Wireless wants to say thank you as they kick off the holidays with a special event, the Appalachian Wireless 30th Anniversary Holiday Sale. Appalachian Wireless is celebrating 30 years, and we want to say thank you with a holiday sale that will make everyone's holiday merry and bright. From now till the end of the year, visit us in-store or reserve online for an unbelievable sale and giveaway. We know what you want for the holidays because we are you. We are Appalachian Wireless.
Welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. We'll bring you some now some talk about the boys basketball side of things. And Black County boys had a really nice game last night against Montgomery. Fell short in the end, but we sat down on the floor and the intensity, obviously the intensity on the floor is much better than it is from the booth. But we both felt that the Powell County Pirates played hard and really didn't play afraid until maybe the fourth quarter.
Maybe to kind of close things out, the Pirates had the lead down the stretch and gave up three threes in the fourth quarter. One three was huge in the corner. At that point, the momentum kind of swung, and at that point, the Pirates didn't necessarily respond.
Correct.
And in many respects, they literally... This is going to be one of those games that they're going to remember for a long time because they literally had the victory in their grasp.
Well, up by nine at one point in the third quarter.
Yeah, and couldn't quite close things out. Again, it was a great game. Give Montgomery County credit because they did what they needed to do. There was a turnover about the 50-second mark, roughly,
One-minute mark.
Yeah. And at that point, they get a two. They tied it up or took the lead. I can't remember where we were, maybe by one point at that time. Yeah. And then at that point, the Pirates come down, didn't convert again, gave up another one. They come down and they get a basket, but then they Montgomery County ends up hitting free throws basically to kind of get that two-point lead. And the Pirates, with about 8 seconds go, they come down. Cam Del Rosario took it right to the basket, laid it up just a little bit too hard, tried to get the rebound. Nobody could necessarily get the rebound, and time expired. I love the fact that he took it the distance and tried to go in. If anything, you're hoping to even get a foul maybe under those circumstances.
And they had time for a quick rebound, but I don't think the right players were in the right spots to get that.
Correct. You know, I love his play decision in a sense as far as taking it the distance. Unfortunately, just didn't quite convert. But hopefully this is one of those learning experiences. We mentioned this last night that, to me anyway, after the Wolf County game, I think the way that Wolf County came and played against the Pirates, which Powell County ended up losing that game 66-52, I think was what the score was. I think at that point, Wolf County came in and out-hustled and outplayed the Pirates. I think from the Pirates' point of view, potentially, they learned from that saying, that's what winning basketball looks like.
That's what defense definitely looks like.
Exactly, yeah. To hustle and do those things. So the last... You know, since then, the way that the Pirates have played, A little bit more intensity, a little bit more pressure in a sense. Again, they looked really good last night, just couldn't quite convert. A couple of lapses defensively, even giving up some threes. You know, the three-point field goals in the fourth quarter definitely hurt. Well, Montgomery County had only made two through three quarters. Yeah. So the fact you give up three in the fourth quarter when you have the lead, very crucial. But, you know, no reason to hang your head. Again, it's going to hurt because you realize that you literally had, like, victory right in your grasp.
We were right there, and we talked about it on the way home last night. There were a couple of instances, in my opinion, where I guess we fell a little short last night. You know, I know Alan texted me after the game and talked about what you talked about with the three-point shots. And my answer to you was, okay, the way the game kind of went, obviously you don't want to give up threes. But, and we don't cover threes really well. But the problem I saw last night was not just the three-pointers. It was the drives to the basket by, what was his name, 13, I can't remember his name.
Trey Carroll.
Carroll, the drives to the basket by him. And what we would do is send three guys, they went up the baseline cutter wide open, and he was able to find the baseline cutter two or three times. Now, we could have been out covering a three. But what happened, I think, to our players was, we lost contact with our man, and we followed the ball. When we should have known where our man was, cut into the ball, we could maybe even check that player off from getting it because we're maybe getting a stop at the rim, and he's dishing it off to the baseline. They were uncovered. And you know, I always remember this ball you man drill. We always used to rant, run. Make sure that you can always see where your man is so you know where he's cutting, therefore you can check him off before he gets to that spot. Yeah, you want to be able to kick a cut off the threes, but I got to stop the ball at the rim. I must stop the ball at the rim. I can't allow the baseline cutters. I'd rather give up the three look. You know, the kick out three would be much better than the layup, in my opinion. It's a lower percentage shot. But to me, my thing was, yes, we're giving up the threes too easily, but we're also giving up that baseline cutter. And I think we lost track of where our man was. And in doing that, and I just think it's just about situational awareness, where you are, where your man is in a situation. I think our backs got turned to our man. They can back cut us. And that's some things fundamentally the kids have got to work on and got to understand is I got to know where my man is because I can't get back cut. That can't happen in a game of basketball. So just a few things to me to get ironed out. As Ken Jones used to tell me all the time, I'm going to give something up to get something else. I'm either going to guard the driver or I'm going to allow the three. I can't stop them both. So understand, you can't stop both driver and the cutter, but you may give up a three, but I would rather give up that shot because it's a lower percentage shot than it is a layup. I mean, to me, it's, yeah, I'll give you the three look because it's a 25-30% shot versus the layup, which is about 70-75% mark. I mean, it's, to me, it's daylight and dark difference. So stop one, give up the other, but don't give them both.
Well, and even last night, the Pirates got beat on the boards in the fourth quarter.
Yes, they did.
Too many easy baskets.
And you can go back and watch this, by the way, on the NFHS Montgomery County feed.
Right.
Go back and watch that game last night, and you'll see we got beat on the boards in the second half. Not the first half. We dominated the boards first half.
Yeah.
Got beat in the second half.
Yeah, they got a lot of baskets down underneath, especially in the fourth quarter, in a sense, when they were making Montgomery County, when they were making the run, and you can't do that. Another thing that I felt like that kind of happened too, closing out the game, is that in the first half, Chandler Congleton had 10 points, finished with 12. 2 points in the second half. We didn't necessarily get him the ball. He was basically playing a wing a lot of the times as opposed to playing in that post. Not quite sure kind of what was going on there to some extent, but at the same time, it was like he wasn't necessarily in a position to get those rebounds. He wasn't necessarily in a position in order to even get the foul, you know what I'm saying, get to the free throw line. Alex Hatton was their post player.
And he fouled out.
He did foul out, and at that point, I'm not so sure why we didn't go back down inside and kind of pound the glass in a sense and try and get it into Chandler Congleton,
agreed,
knowing that. And really, if it wasn't for Colin Barnes as well, who was in foul trouble the whole night, came in the fourth quarter, scored 6 points. really did a really nice job during that time. But then when he fouled out, it was like, oh, that was kind of a deflating moment as well. Even though he didn't necessarily get a lot of playing time, because he, as soon as he would check in, it was like literally like within seconds, like he'd pick up another foul and he'd come right back out again. But in that fourth quarter, he did some really nice things. And when he came out, it was almost like at that point, things just kind of didn't quite seem to, I don't know, match up right. Even though, again, that he didn't necessarily get a lot of playing time during that. But once Chandler Congleton kind of moved away, that kind of caused some problems down inside.
We felt, me and you felt, that it was not a good, we had a matchup advantage in our situation that we didn't use late in the game.
Once Hatton was out.
Yes, once Hatton was out, we didn't use our advantage. We should have, maybe. And, you know, I think Adam was probably trying to spread the floor, drive the basketball. But again, your big rebounder is so far away from the ball, it's hard for him to get in there and to get a short rebound. Montgomery County is more on tap to do that. So, again, just little things that we can maybe point out and talk about. I'm not saying how to tell you how to coach for sure. But I think this team is doing a lot of really good things. So I don't want to be too negative. But, yeah, there were some issues last night. And the big thing we talked about on the way home was – sometimes this team was three wins last year.
Yes,
they got to learn how to win.
Yeah, I know, and close out in a sense.
I know that sounds weird, but this team does not have enough experience winning games. So late in the stretch, it's always going to be we got to win that 1-point game or that 2-point game to give us some confidence on how to win a close game. We got to have more of those to get us ready for those types of games. And you know, I know the folks in Montgomery County, they've had a rough season to start, but man, I thought, you know, Coach Bentley never really lost his composure last night, and I thought he might because we were up. He didn't. He kind of stayed the course and stayed patient, but he's been in this business for a long time, and I think it helped him a little bit to stay the course, plus his team got hot.
Yeah,
I mean, but I think the one part that I mentioned last night, we had four guys looking at the basket on a play. Number 10, I can't remember his name. Number 10 was at the top of the key.
Stull
at the top of the key beats four guys to the basketball. That should never happen.
The ball in, and they score a three on that play.
Yes, yes. Saved it right back, gets the rebound, kicks out. They get a three. If you get the rebound, none of that happens. But he came unchecked right down the middle of the lane.
Yeah.
Nobody checked him because we were all just kind of waiting for the ball to come down. Well, he went and got it. That's what a rebounder does. You go get the basketball. You don't wait on it. You go get it. That's what he did. And that was kind of the instance that one moment that, like, okay, they just wanted it a little bit more than we did right at that moment. You know, we went down to our old ways. And those a couple of times you kind of resort back to what you used to do. And we can't have those moments if we want to get away from who we were and become who we are. Let's get away from those moments.
Yeah, and you hear coaches talk all the time in a sense that, you know, you want your team to play to win,
yes,
not play to lose. You know, it's almost like you're trying to – I felt like that was the way that UK football was. They weren't playing to win the game. They just kind of wanted to hang in there.
And maybe pull it out.
Yes, exactly. Now, obviously, with Coach Mark Stoops and Vince Merrill and the rest of the UK coaches and players that have been there over the last 9 years – they've changed that mentality. We're playing to win. You know what? We have Kentucky and or Powell County across your chest. Guess what? We're here to win. I'm not here to play second fiddle to anybody.
Yeah.
And on each and every play, again, we can analyze the game, break it down from the very first tip or whatever all the way through and pick out bits and pieces. But it goes to the end, and particularly in this game, when those little moments right there kind of elapsed that didn't necessarily happen, where you don't get a block out, you don't get a rebound, you don't pick up on the weak side defense when the player in the post is coming out to guard the ball. Somebody on that weak side has to come in. Instead, they're getting a pass down inside, boom, off the glass, and there's an easy two. I will say this about Montgomery County, too. A lot of their players, when they're on that left-hand side, as you're looking at the goal, what they use? Their left hand. They use their left hand instead of their right hand to make it more difficult to block or whatever else. Players have to continue. I preach this all the time, only because I'm good at my left hand, because I practiced and practiced and practiced, including shooting. At that point, though, it goes back to practice that shot, because as a left-handed shooter, whether it's one-handed or otherwise, you catch people off guard, and it becomes an easy 2 points for you because you're using that left hand. they used it last night in credit Montgomery County players for actually being able to pull that off.
Well, I don't want our Powell County kids to become thinking we're being really negative.
No, not at all.
We're really not.
We're true fans and want them to improve and trying to point out some of these issues.
There's just a little bit of a hump we got to get over.
Yeah, agreed.
There really is. And I'll talk this about boys and girls right now. These kids are a confident bunch.
Love that.
In their ability.
Yeah.
Even though they may have had losing records, or it doesn't matter. These kids believe in their ability. That's good. And I don't want these kids to get, you know, beat down because whatever your record is. Don't worry about your record. Play every game as hard as you can play. Try to play it the right way. Don't be selfish with the basketball. Play team ball. Do what your coaches are asking you to do. And I think these two teams can really do a lot this year. In my opinion, right now, I think we have the best team in the boys in this district. And I'm not too far thinking the same thing for the girls. So I just think there's a little bit of, you got to listen to your coaches a little bit. You got to do what you know is right. And again, get rid of the selfish part. Use the confidence part that I know all you all are. Because I'm telling you, I know these kids, they got a chip on their shoulder. They believe in themselves and people down them a little bit and they get mad. I like that because they're playing with the chip. Keep playing with that chip. Just keep proving that, keep showing us that you're better than what we have said you may be. But we're not saying you're bad. We're just saying these are some little things you need to work on to be a little bit better.
Yeah,
that's what you want to keep doing.
Yeah, clean it up just a little bit. Again, the components and the pieces that make up both of these teams,
are there.
Yeah. Again, and we want nothing but success for these players and these teams. It goes back to these little breakdowns, and that's not to say that the coaches aren't even pointing out additional things, but they're little breakdowns, and as a player, take it. You don't necessarily have to take it personally.
No.
You know, if a coach is getting on your side, don't take it personally as much as it is. They're saying those things in order to improve your game, to make you a better player, more well-rounded, to where next time you're in that situation, you have that vision, you have an understanding, oh, this is what I need to do, how I need to approach that particular point, or whatever else. But again, the sky truly is the limit for both of these mm-hmm. teams because they do have those components. It's just a matter of putting those things together in order to breed success.
Yeah, show me, don't tell me.
We want you to show us in a sense. Well, let's go forward here for the boys. They will be hosting Morgan County tomorrow night. Again, the Powell County NFHS app. David will be on about 7:15. And then on Saturday, the boys travel to Hazard. And then Monday, the boys will be at Lee County. So we will not have Saturday's game at Hazard, but we will be on the road on December the 20th, Monday, at Lee County as the Pirates will travel there for a key district matchup.
Yeah, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, Zach Watterson just got his 2,000th point at Lee County. He has always been a tough matchup for us, and he's going to continue to be a tough matchup. He is one player. I think we've got a huge advantages in some of our game, so let's go to Lee County and show them who's boss, I guess, early on the season.
Yeah, and if anything, just bring it, right?
Bring it.
Again, I love nothing more than to close out a game in a sense and say that if the Pirates ended up winning and the Lady Pirates ended up winning, that's a great feeling. It's a great feeling for the players. Again, when you have that win, come out with that same intensity the next time and play that, and success breeds success.
Keep playing hard, keep playing together, and stay out of foul trouble. That's about all I can tell you.
Once a Pirate, always a Pirate.
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you what. We are just over time, so we're going to go ahead and step off. And again, listen to us tomorrow night. Ken will be at Lee County, NFHS, and WSKV. I will be here with the Morgan County game, NFHS only. Monday's coverage with Lee County will be on the air, 7-ish from Lee County High School. That will be the rest of our before New Year's, but we will have a show next Wednesday night to talk a recap of what has gone on and maybe even bring some information about the girls' Bath County run. I think they play Wednesday, though. You got something else?
Well, yeah, I'm just not realizing. I'm not so sure we've taken even all of our commercials.
Oh, well, we've got to take another break here, then.
Let's take a break, and we'll come right back anyway.
There you go.
You may find yourself with a backache, sore shoulder, or downright painful knee. We often just take it easy and hope the pain subsides after wondering what happened. Navigating our current healthcare system can be a daunting task. A cost-effective approach is to schedule a free injury screen with your Stanton Apex Network physical therapist. During a free injury screen, you'll spend time with a licensed professional to figure out the best plan of care, completely free of obligation or cost. Apex Network Physical Therapy is your hometown provider for the highest quality physical therapy and sports rehab. Contact the Stanton Apex Network Clinic at 606-393-6505 to schedule your free injury screen today.
Pre-planning your funeral should be a natural part of life because it provides you with time to make end-of-life decisions in a calm and rational atmosphere. Start the online planning process now or meet with one of our pre-planning advisors here at Davis & Davis Funeral Home for your end-of-life celebration. We also offer tribute videos, memorial websites, and live funeral webcasting. Contact Davis & Davis Funeral Home to discuss the possibilities. Find us online at davisanddavisfuneralhome.com or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
Hey, so I'm looking through your back window right now, making a shopping list. You just have so many expensive, nice things that would look great in my house, or even better, as cash in my wallet. As long as you don't get those pesky folks from Protect Security and Fire Systems involved, my payday should be sometime early Saturday morning.
Don't let your home breaking be someone else's payday. Protect your home from thieves, fire, and much more. Call Protect Security and Fire Systems today at 606-663-9344.
Welcome back here to PCSN Live. We're not going to stay in here very long. Major League Baseball is still on lockout. So we got the college football playoffs coming up, I guess, in January. So it'll be a while before we get more football action. Got a lot of COVID going on in the leagues, football, NFL, and then even college basketball. So you got to kind of be safe from COVID. And again, let's keep our thoughts and prayers out with folks down in Western Kentucky, all the six states who are affected by the tornado outbreak, and in the six states that are being affected even tonight from tornado outbreaks in the northern Midwest. So let's be safe out there. We've got a lot of rain coming this weekend. So I tell you, just a lot of wind maybe tonight, tomorrow night. So be safe when you're out there, and just take care and stay healthy. Keep those masks and all those other things in. Just stay healthy for the Christmas break. That's kind of the main concern here.
Yeah.
As we'll see you tomorrow night on the NFHS app or the WSKB radio. Just tune in tomorrow and Monday for basketball action here on WSKB 104.9 FM.
Thank you for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKB app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors, Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guaranteed Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware & Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protex Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy.
Your hometown's where you want to raise your family. We're being loyal to a friend's the only way.
Hello, this is Daryl Billings for Tanner Chrysler Products here in Stanton. Years ago, my parents taught me that treating people fairly was the way to survive in any endeavor. I invite you to come see us before you leave our community to buy a vehicle. You will find that our comfortable down-home environment is one we take great pride in providing to our customers and the community we love. Our future generation will thank us for buying local.
Tanner Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Stream the game to any internet-connected mobile device, made possible in part by Apex Network Physical Therapy, located at 156 West College Avenue in Stanton.
Thank you for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKB app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com.
Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors: Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware and Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protex Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy. Thank you for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKB app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors: Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware and Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protex Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy.